Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com, and the title is Idols. What fills your heart? What things occupy our heart? These are things that we see or actually don't see, mainly because of our blindness, as normal everyday objects that are a part of our daily lives. People idolize different things in different ways. Some things are idolized only for short periods of time, while others become attached to our hearts. One of the things that people will idolize is people, and in some cases, ourselves. Some are sports figures, actors, actresses, performers, politicians. Yes, there are those that idolize them too. Musicians, family members, and just about anyone that can influence another. Let's take, for example, Elvis. He's probably the biggest idol going. The man's been dead for many years, yet people still praise and worship him. Why? He didn't create us. He doesn't even know we exist. What did he ever do for people that is greater than what God has done for us? Elvis certainly couldn't give us eternal life. He was nothing more than a musician. That was his talent, and everyone has some kind of a talent to do something that he couldn't do. So, what did he do that is everlasting? It certainly didn't benefit him. He passed away prematurely. If he cared about his fans, he would have taken care of himself better. He certainly didn't lay down his life for us like Jesus did. Do you see how idolizing people is so vain? Now, I'm not putting Elvis down, but just using him for an example. People can't love you like God can. Again, God gave you a free will to do what you want. Your bodily senses play a major role in idolizing. Take your sense of hearing. Music has a way of playing with our emotions. Some music gives us goosebumps and tingles our body. Other music can bring tears to our eyes. Some music relaxes us, while other music makes us joyful. Some music causes our body to move. Some music causes us to get pumped up in a sort of violent way. In Psalms 46, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." It's hard to get to know God when you have a stormy sea going on inside you. Let Jesus help you calm the sea. Who needs to clamor? We see the things of this world and idolize them, like cars, boats, houses, clothes, food, money, art, work, collectibles, just about anything you can bring into your heart. Look at the six-day creation and read what God created. In Deuteronomy 5, verse 8, "You shall not make yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything in heaven above or on earth beneath, or in the waters under the earth." We're supposed to give the glory to God in the things He created, not to duplicate them and bring glory to ourselves or idolize them. You ever wonder why we spend so much time and money creating fancy-looking things like cars, houses, buildings, clothes, jewelry, and many other items. If we just kept life plain and simple, everyone would be happy. No one would go without, and God would bless us dearly. Idols rule, though. As long as there is pride, greed, insecurity, unhappiness, and just plain evil, God did not create anything that would cause us to look away from Him. We were created in the image of God, spiritual and pure, holy and righteous. It was only when man disobeyed God by tasting one of the bad fruits, which is sin, that he fell from grace and he became bent towards the world. We even bring our kids up on idols like stuffed animals, Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, Christmas trees, and anything that turns ourselves away from God. So we can worship and adore these things of self-destruction, and in the end, what will we have gained? All the things we idolized are left above while we lie in a grave empty. We worked and lived for temporary things, for a temporary life, instead of working for eternal things, for an eternal, everlasting life with God. Again, you have a choice. Either Revelations 21 verses 1 through 7 or Revelations 21 verse 8. God gave us free will to love and obey Him or the world. There's going to be so many people left outside the kingdom of God because they chose the world, or you might say themselves. Idols are things cherished and worshipped and adored. If people would just follow Jesus with all their heart, he would lead them to a new life. And in this new life, they will learn the will of God. They will see things as God sees them. Then they will understand how vain and evil the things that we idolize really are. You can't see spiritual things with carnal eyes. We need to have eyes single to God and His glory. Thank you, and may God bless you always.